So I'm sitting here on this beautiful, glorious day, and I should be doing something, I know it, but all I can think about is this early morning, early, early this morning, and what you did to me, and it just keeps going through my head, everything. And there's just something about the feeling, the intensity of things that happen in those early hours when we've both been asleep and you just wake up and you're so hot and ready to go. And you don't give me any choice in anything. Which is kind of how I like it at that point. Well, not even kind of how I like it, it's how I like it. To wake up that way, because you know, I have a tendency to sleep with my hands above my head. And to wake up feeling you right at that just moment when I feel that restraint around my wrist close. And to still be, oh, so sleepy. But to know that something fun is going to happen. The things that you do to me. To feel your hands closing over my wrists. You lean down and whisper to me that I wasn't going to go anywhere. That control you have over me and how I just instantly start to sink down into that space where it's all I can do is just listen to you and feel and let go. And then your hands started going everywhere, stroking all over my body. And you don't let me sleep in very much as it is, so. There I am with just this little tank top on and my little shorts. She pushed the tank top up. So it was off my head, but around my wrists since they were locked together. And then you quickly pulled my shorts off. Before you straddled me. It was all I could do was to just take you into my mouth. And I can't control anything. Not when you're in that position. And the way you just insistently, forcefully thrust into my mouth. Feel you, that velvet softness over all that hard muscle. As you're thrusting in and start licking up your cock and getting deeper into my mouth and my throat, so I start gagging just a little bit. But you don't go too much. You can feel moisture building. You get all sloppy wet from your pre-cum and from my mouth. And then you start sliding down my body, which I thought was, wow, you didn't stay very long. Oh, but I shouldn't have thought that because then you started, just, you pinch, and you, oh, when you pinch my nipples and you hold them and they throb for you. Oh. And you're doing that with one hand on one tit, and then your mouth is on the other and you're biting down. And then your other hand has moved its way down, down to where I'm already just soaking wet for you. And you thrust your fingers in me. And you feel how just soaking wet I am for you and everything. And that's all it takes. And you quickly rise up over me and thrust into me. And I know this is all about you at this point, but it feels so damn good. As you start moving, as you know, like, how hard you go. Oh. And you're just, your hips are just moving and you're starting to pound into me. Oh. And I just, I want to pull my hands out, but I can't. And as you have me, oh, you have me at your mercy. And you lean down. As you know that I can come if you just say the right things to me. And you start asking me. And you start asking me who I belong to. Oh, fuck. Yes. And you, and asking if I want to come. Am I ready to come all over you? No. Oh. And I'm getting close as you're pounding into me and you're hitting all the right spot. And then you reach a hand between us. And you just press on my clit. And I have to tell you, yes. Oh God, please, please let me come now. And then you tell me, yeah. God, you tell me I can come for you, to come all over you now. No. No. Oh, fuck, yes. And I come all over you, for you, cause you hit my spots just perfect. Oh, and I feel you. Oh, oh, I feel your cock start to swell a bit more. And then, you let go, and you come in me. And oh, the feeling. Oh, as you go, and I'm still coming down. Oh. It was so intense. And just reliving it. Reliving it was intense again. I'm so glad. Oh, so glad when you wake me up in the middle of the night like that. Oh, thank you so much, sir.